Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Okay, yes, good afternoon, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. The announcer was correct, except for one point. Arnie Gitomer is not here. But I am welcoming you to the Wilner Window. And for those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of this show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. Now, again, as the announcer said, I do have with me Sam Forbes.
Good afternoon, everyone.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, hello, hello.
Okay, good. Having gotten all that out of the way, what do you say we get down to some business here? I thought we'd start off the show today with some information on diabetes. Not so much about supplements, but we'll touch on that, but more about guidelines, some guidelines that are from Harvard University that provide advice for the public on the types of food, beverages, or ingredients that can help to ward off diabetes.
Right, Don. The report from Harvard Medical School, Healthy Eating for Type 2 Diabetes, explains how food choices as well as weight control can help manage and even prevent diabetes. The conclusions were drawn from studies that required people to report what they ate or drank. Even so, the results were pretty fascinating.
Well, for a start, both men and women who eat plenty of whole grains had a roughly 40% lower risk of diabetes than those who ate little, with cereals, breads, and grains apparently the most beneficial. Quote from the study, fiber slows the digestion of food, so glucose is released into the bloodstream more gradually, and you feel full longer. That's an unquote. They go on to say this can help you avoid overeating and becoming overweight, thus reducing your risk of diabetes. Soluble fibers in particular appear to improve both blood sugar and insulin sensitivity, and high fiber diets may even lower the need for insulin.
Okay, now before we move on to the next observation, I just want to point out that this information about fiber is not something we have not pointed out to you numerous times in the past. And this is why we recommend fiber supplements before meals with water as an excellent way to both lose weight and to help control blood sugar.
Right, and you can take a fiber as a powder or as a component of a protein or meal replacement drink mix, or you can take it as a capsule. And a good example of the latter would be PGX Daily, and this is from Natural Factors. They make PGX Daily. And it's the same company, Natural Factors, also makes an excellent meal replacement powders under the WellBetX or Slim Styles label.
Okay, let's continue with some of the other interesting observations from Harvard. They found that women who eat nuts or peanut butter at least five times a week have a 20 to 30% lower risk of diabetes than those who rarely eat them. The authors were quick to emphasize, by the way, that these are not wonder foods that will magically ward off diabetes. They suggest that people with diabetes should follow the same dietary advice as most people, but with extra emphasis on controlling weight and keeping blood sugar, blood pressure, and cholesterol values as close to normal as possible. This, in their opinion, means a well-balanced diet that emphasizes fruit, vegetables, whole grain, lean protein, while watching caloric intake and getting regular exercise.
Okay, what about foods that raise the risk of diabetes? Well, among high-risk foods, women who drank two or more sugary soft drinks have a 24% higher risk of developing diabetes compared to those who consume less than one per month or two or more daily fruit drinks with little real fruit juice, which can lead to a 31% higher risk. Now, this is not surprising, as we've told you many, many times over the years, that juice, fruit juices, when the fiber in the pulp is removed, ends up being mostly sugar.
Yeah, well, from the same studies, women who eat around one serving of red meat a day have about a 20% higher risk of diabetes than those who eat about one serving a week. And men who eat processed meats five times a week, which is bologna, I guess.
I guess so. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Are nearly twice as likely to develop diabetes as men who eat such foods just twice a month. One study documented a 30% increased risk of diabetes among women who ate the most trans fats compared to those who ate the least. In summary, it supported the theory that too many refined carbohydrates, from which valuable nutrients, fiber, and vitamins are removed during the refinement process, that these can cause a significant spike in blood sugar and increase insulin requirements if eaten in large quantities.
Now, another interesting thing that came out of the report is something that may be surprising to some people. It shouldn't be, because this is not the first time we and others have pointed this out. But the fact is that there is potential benefit to some things, some foods that are traditionally not considered to be healthy. It noted, for example, that one cup of coffee a day could lower diabetes risk by 13%, and two cups of coffee a day could cut the risk of 42% compared to people who drank none.
Okay, well, while warning that alcohol can be a double-edged sword, the report revealed that men who have two to four drinks per week ended up with a 25% lower risk than teetotalers. Five to six drinks per week drops this risk down to 33%, and one drink a day cut the risk by 43%. Quoting from the study, there's some evidence that light to moderate alcohol intake can lower insulin resistance and enhance glucose metabolism in people with diabetes, and wrote the authors. It's also well documented that alcohol improves insulin sensitivity only when people drink light to moderate amount, and obviously heavy consumption, unquote. Obviously, heavy consumption had the opposite effect, they said.
Okay, now, what about supplements? After all, that's mainly what Wilner Chemist is all about. We did mention fiber, so fiber supplements play a role. There are some other things that would come into play for diabetes prevention and treatment, such as alpha-lipoic acid, chromium, GLA-rich oils like borage, black currant, evening primrose, or an EPA-DHA-rich fish oil supplement. Magnesium is important. The B-complex vitamins. Cinnamon, fenugreek, ginseng, gymnema, and so forth. Those herbs can all play a role in diabetes, and we can get into more detail on that if you folks have any specific questions. If you do want to learn more about this, one of the things I suggest, we've mentioned it before, there's a book by Dr. Michael Murray. It's called How to Prevent and Treat Diabetes with Natural Medicine. Okay, it's Dr. Michael Murray, How to Prevent and Treat Diabetes with Natural Medicine. We carry it at Wilner Chemist, and of course we discount all the books that we carry by 20%. Okay, I think this is a good time then to stop for a little break. For those of you who would like to ask us questions about nutrition, about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, about diabetes, or any other health problem, you're welcome to give us a call. I will give you the toll-free number. Are you ready? 1-800-321-7000. 1-800-321-0710. I will say that again. 1-800-321-0710. We have plenty of lines open just waiting for your call, okay? This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll all be back right after a quick word from our sponsors.
New Zealand blackcurrant is king of the superfruits due to its high concentrations of unique polyphenols. New Zealand blackcurrants promote healthy eye function. How? By renewing the rhodopsin pigment in your eyes, which helps you see in dim light. Renewed rhodopsin also alleviates eye fatigue and floaters caused by computer screens and similar technologies. New Zealand blackcurrants contain an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins. These flavonoids are powerful antioxidants. Black currants from New Zealand mean the highest purity and potency due to its clean environment and strong southern latitude sun. It's never too early to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jaru Formula's black currant extract in capsules, Jaru's Vision Optimizer formula, or Jaru's famous 4-to-1 juice extract. Jaru Formula's, your source of high potency New Zealand black currant super formulas.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and for professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. I know some people have a hard time believing that you can get both the great service and the discount pricing in the same place, but you can. Wilner's is the place. And we're always running something on sale, too. Right now, we have the full lines of Source Naturals and Planetary Herbals, for example, on sale at 35% off list price. At 30% off list price, we have the full lines of Rainbow Light, American Health, Natrol, Health Plus, Camel Care, Sambucol, and more. You can check out the full sale listing anytime on our website, www.wilner.com.
And do you have our current product reference catalog? Well, you can pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store. It's free. And would you like us to mail you one? Well, if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, just call 1-800-633-1106 and you can choose option number 3. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting on our website, as Don just told you, www.wilner.com, and you could subscribe online. But better yet, you can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan, or you can come visit us in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is located at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, and that's near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking your calls in just a moment.
If you are looking for a high-quality, high-potency vegetarian digestive enzyme supplement, have I got a deal for you. Doctor's Best Digestive Enzyme Supplement is now on sale at half price. This vegetarian formula is a uniquely formulated, full-spectrum, high-potency digestive enzyme blend created to complement and support the body's own digestive capacities. Each capsule provides the body with enzymes designed to optimally aid the digestion of fats, proteins, and carbohydrates present in both cooked and raw food. The formula also supplies additional enzymes that break down vegetables, beans, grains, and the digestion of sugars. In addition, this complete pH-stable broad-spectrum formula contains friendly bacteria to uniquely complement the action of the digestive enzymes. Whatever your problem, if improved digestion can help, this is the product for you. And the good news is it's on sale. Doctor's Best, Best Digestive Enzymes, Vegetarian, 90 veggie cap size, is now on sale at Wilner Chemist at one half price. That's only $19.99 a bottle. Doctor's Best Digestive Enzymes. You'll feel better for it.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view.
Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, yes, this is Don Goldberg. Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We're going to start taking your phone calls in a moment. Let me just give you the phone number once again, because we still have some open lines. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, that's a toll-free number. It works from all over the United States, from Atlanta, from New York, New Jersey, whatever. 1-800-321-0710. We'd appreciate your calling, because if you don't call and ask us questions, then we have to figure out what to talk to on our own, and I don't want to have to work that hard. I'd rather answer your questions, okay? Anyway, okay, so let's go to the phones, and the first person waiting is Rhoda from Manalapan, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Rhoda. How can we help you today?
Well, thank you. My husband was just diagnosed as having hypothyroidism. He had a THS of 6.99. He exercises religiously. He's not lethargic. He's not overweight. But we were wondering about the diet, because we went online. It said eliminate soy, walnuts, certain carbs. We do eat high-fiber foods and all kinds of organic stuff. So we were wondering about the diet, because it's confusing about, you know, what to eliminate from the diet and if this is actually going to do anything to – I know it's not going to eliminate –
Well, okay. Did you say what his treatment is? I mean, is he being treated? Is he taking a thyroid extract or taking
He has not started yet with medication, but this was the number, and you know, he was just.
Is he going to start medication, or are you?
I believe so. I think he is. I think that's the only way to go, according to what he's.
You know, there's a natural a therapy for hypothyroid, and that is taking the natural substance thyroid extract. It's made by Armour, and you know, if the secretion of the thyroid hormones is low, replacing it. Especially if you do it at the right level, is of course the easiest way to solve the problem. There are some dietary things that can be done, but I'll let Dr. Podell make his comment first.
Yeah, well, I was going to talk about the dietary as well as didn't we have a thyroid. Somebody came on and had a natural thyroid, not a thyroid hormone supplement, but. Nutritional elements that promote thyroid. And yeah, I forget who was that. I forget.
I don't remember which one you're talking about, but there are.
There was somebody on the show not too long ago. But in any case,
okay, go on.
Yeah, there are certain foods that will interfere with the thyroid hormone production a bit, and these would include the soy products. And I may be misremembering, but I think things like broccoli and those sort of very healthy foods.
Well, but, yeah, let me, Dr. Podell, if you'd like, if you want to give me just a second, I can read the one paragraph that they have in Health Notes about
good.
If you'd like, and then I'll give you back the microphone.
Sure.
Because I don't really see soy specifically here, but here's what it says in Health Notes. And Rhoda and you others, you know, we do have a link at the bottom of our homepage on Wilner.com that'll take you to some other reference websites that'll give you links to things like Health Notes, and you can get a lot of good information there. But for example, here's what it says in the Health Notes website about dietary changes that may be helpful for people that have hypothyroidism. Some foods, such as rapeseed used to make canola oil, and the brassica vegetables like cabbage, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, as Dr. Podell mentioned, and cauliflower, contain natural goitrogens.
Yeah.
Am I pronouncing it? Yeah, goitrogens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded funny when I said it. I don't know why. Anyway, chemicals that can cause the thyroid gland to enlarge by interfering with thyroid hormone synthesis. Cooking has been reported to inactivate this effect in Brussels sprouts. Cassava, a starchy root that is the source of tapioca, has also been identified as a goitrogenic food. Other goitrogens include maize, which I guess is corn, sweet potatoes, lima beans, soy, and pearl millet. Watch out for that pearl millet. Anyway, while some practitioners recommend that people with hypothyroidism should avoid these foods, none has been proven to cause hypothyroidism in humans. Okay, yeah.
In other words, unless you're eating a tremendous amount of these foods,
exactly,
it's not really clinically significant. The other thing is that you don't necessarily have to do any treatment if somebody's TSH is, say, 6.5. It's quite unclear. It may help to add thyroid. It may not. If you look at the studies that were done, they're all lousy studies, and some of them seem to suggest benefit, and others don't seem to suggest benefit. But I think most, let's say, mainstream endocrinologists, if the thyroid T3, T4 hormone levels are okay, would probably not treat. Most of us alternative-minded people would probably offer it as an option, because sometimes we do see people that seem to improve, and other times they don't. But it's not at a level where anyone should get too excited at this point.
And there are products available that have what I guess we can call complementary nutrient formulas that enhance one's thyroid situation. If they're at a level that Dr. Podell just mentioned, sort of a moderate abnormality or imbalance, perhaps a thyroid formula would be suitable. For instance, Natural Factors has an excellent formula containing certain herbs and nutrients that enhance one's thyroid status if it's not too out of balance. And these would include things like iodine. A small amount of iodine might be sufficient enough to rebalance the thyroid. Obviously, high doses of thyroid does the opposite effect. So these formulas contain, I guess, the right amount of iodine. Plus, L-tyrosine is involved in thyroid function. And a few other nutrients like selenium and zinc and some other minerals also have some role in the conversion of T4 to T3. So you may want to take a look at some of the products available if your thyroid is not too severely out of balance. And Dr. Vanessa has one that came out, and I think that is worth looking at. So there may be some alternatives to thyroid hormone therapy, but I do want to go back to what Don was mentioned. There is, if you do have to take thyroid hormone, the natural thyroid extract probably would be, or in my opinion, and I think in a lot of pharmacists who have experience using this type of natural thyroid extract, is, I think, superior to the synthetic hormone. So, and by the way, Don, I think the Armor is no longer available, but we still do compound, we have sourced a natural thyroid extract at our pharmacy. So it's still available.
All right. I'll make one last comment on this topic as soon as we come back from the break. Thank you for the call, Rhoda. Stay tuned, and I'll make one more quick comment afterwards. But we do have to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B Complex Capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B complex from Country Life also contains alpha lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Okay, it's time for a quick check on the traffic.
And getting across the Hudson River, George Washington Bridge, a 45-minute wait heading into the Toll Plaza for the upper deck. Downstairs will be a bit better for you. On the outbound side, no major problems. Lincoln Tunnel, a 15-minute wait into town, and the Holland Tunnel still okay. Harlem River Drive, accident on the ramp from the GW Bridge to the southbound Harlem River Drive. A lane's going to be blocked off, and delays are backing up onto the bridge itself. Cross Bronx Expressway, tough go by the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Earlier accident clear. Delays go back to the Jersey side. Also, we had some earlier delays on the major Deegan. Looks like they've eased out very nicely for you, so that's good news. In White Plains, 287 eastbound side at 8W, an accident has been cleared. This report is brought to you by woodpellets.com. Don't get stung by rising oil prices in the fall. Order pellets online at woodpellets.com. Woodpellets.com delivers right to your door. Free delivery over 6 tons at woodpellets.com. That's a look at your local traffic. Mass Transit's rolling on time. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Berg. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3, and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production to renew your body from the inside out. Slow down your aging process. Stop living with pain and suffering. Take Anti-Aging 3 Collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking Anti-Aging 3 Collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. You're listening to The World in the Window. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and Sam Forbes. I said I had one quick comment to make on the hypothyroid question, and then we'll move on to the next caller. The only concern that I sometimes have with the supplements that people turn to for hypothyroid is they
they're marketed very often in a way that leads people to think that the treatment for hypothyroidism is iodine, for example. And that may or may not have any bearing on their particular condition, okay? If they're deficient in iodine, then of course replacing iodine or selenium or something else. But you don't necessarily have an iodine deficiency when you have hypothyroidism. So that's the only word of caution I have there, okay? Anyway, all right, let's move on to our next caller, Mary from Short Hills, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you?
Well, I have, I'm an older person. Actually, I'm in the 80s. And, but don't put me down because of my age, Doc.
Why would we put you down?
I find that they categorize.
I like older people. I'm getting to be there myself, you know.
Oh, good. Well,
the older
crowd.
I get, the older I like older people. The more I like older people. You know?
Oh, great.
You see that? My memories. Anyway, go on.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Join the crowd.
Yeah.
All right. I have rapid heartbeat and fibrillation. And, And I have very bad veins. And when they tried to put a beta blocker on me and then later digoxin, my veins just rippled. They were terrible till I had to get off of it. Actually, the heartbeat's around 100, 100 up and 5. I'd like to get it lower, but the blood pressure is around 120, 100. It varies. And the diastolic is somewhere around... it's not as low, I guess, as it should be.
Okay, so you have a constant high heartbeat. It's not like a rhythm.
More or less.
It kind of comes and goes.
Do you have atrial fibrillation now or no?
Yes.
Okay.
It's constant. It used not to be, but it is now.
Okay.
And I thought I could get rid of it, but evidently.
Well, okay. I'm going to ask Dr. Podell to comment. But you know, if your heart is beating rapidly on a somewhat regular basis, then you know you might say, why is it doing that? And
yes.
I would think it's doing that because it's trying to compensate for some type of a problem, and you know that could be related to the high blood pressure, to the stiffness of your arteries, to kidney disease. It's having a harder time pumping the blood, I guess. So therefore, it's having to work harder, and you know it's that underlying problem that I think we have to focus on. But anyway, let me let Dr. Podell comment first.
There's nothing that, no natural thing that could lower or arrest.
Yeah, but there's no point to slowing your heartbeat if that's going to mean that you're not going to get enough blood circulating.
In atrial fibrillation, it is very complicated because, well, it could be just something peripheral that's speeding your heart rate up. It may also be that the way the electrical circuits are going in your heart, just because of the way they've gotten crisscrossed, it's going relatively fast. Now, usually what we do is we give medicines to slow the heart rate, and you talk about beta blockers, and digitalis can be used, calcium channel blockers. In terms of natural products, magnesium has some modest effect on that. And the problem is that you really can't take enough magnesium to get your magnesium levels substantially higher because you start getting diarrhea when you go up to those high enough doses. But I would take definitely magnesium supplement, and I would shoot, assuming that your kidneys are okay, which, you know, if kidneys are not, then everything is different.
Excuse me, doctor. I didn't mean to.
Right. So I would work up to, assuming, again, kidneys. I'm not giving you specific medical advice because I don't really know you. But, you know, certainly I'd try to work up to at least 400 milligrams a day of the elemental magnesium. As far as your veins
She could take more if she could tolerate it, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, okay.
But as you go up there, you know, people right. start getting diarrhea-type problems. I would also take something like a pycnogenol or a horse chestnut because that's very good for the veins and probably also for the arteries, making them more flexible and pliable. And whether that would allow you to take beta blockers or not, I don't know. But it's generally good for the cardiovascular system, even though it won't slow the heart rate per se.
Well, this resveratrol And the other one, what is it?
Diacin. No, you said pycnogenol, didn't you?
Yeah, pycnogenol, grapeseed extract, be similar, horse chestnut.
Yes. Is that okay? It says it pulls the cells together, and I was afraid to do that with a heart irregularity. But I have begun to take them anyway. I just took a chance. And actually, the veins are a little better, but I didn't know if I was going to hurt myself or not.
No. I mean, I don't know I don't know what they mean. It sounds like an ad, pulls the cells together. I don't know what that means. But it doesn't do anything bad for the heart. It may be helpful for the heart.
All right. So
whether you're talking about resveratrol, pycnogenol, grapeseed, any of these things are the butcher's broom, horse chestnut. These are all materials that are rich in bioflavonoids. Okay. Sometimes the special forms of bioflavonoids, which I won't mention to complicate things, but any one of those will help strengthen and improve the elasticity of your blood vessels. So they're all good for you in your particular case. The herb hawthorn is another thing that you might want to be taking as part of a general approach towards stabilizing heart rhythms and strengthening the vessels as well. You can buy just a plain straight hawthorn supplement, and I would think that would be a good thing for you to try as well.
Something else that helps regulate heartbeat and heart rhythms is taurine. L-taurine also plays a role in regulating, I think, the mineral status of the heart. So you may want to take a look at taurine as well.
I wish it was just one thing you could take and include these.
There may be some like cardiac formulas, but they may not have sufficient amounts of, let's say, magnesium you're taking magnesium anyway, so you can add to it. If you call us at the store, we could find you a nice cardio formula that may have a combination of some of these.
All right, I'll call. But let me ask you this. I've heard of topical magnesium now that you can put on a gel or an oil. I wondered if you all had that. And if it was, I've read about it in two cases where you apply it to your legs and
I'm not familiar with it, but I might take a look into it, but I'm not familiar with it.
Another thing I hear you men talk about...
Wait. Let's... I don't really think that a topical magnesium would result in a substantial increase in your serum magnesium levels. I would be very skeptical at something that's implying that you can get... the same effect from a topical magnesium product that you would from an oral one for this purpose.
Well, I meant it as an additive to the other to get a higher amount.
No, well, whatever. I'm telling you that if that's the purpose that you would be taking something or buying something like that, I would be skeptical.
I got you, doctor. No, I'm calling you a doctor. How is that?
That's okay. You can call me anything except not late for dinner, as they say, okay?
Okay.
All right?
Can I ask you one more thing?
So
you can do for the veins is to use those things to help them, other than vitamin C with the bioflavonoids, the antioxidants.
Well, that's
the bioflavonoids.
Yeah, that's probably the best thing that you can do, sure, as much as you can tolerate.
And that would not in any way affect the heart to do that.
Only in a good way.
Okay. Very much. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All righty. Okay, bye-bye. Thanks for the call. Okay, let's see. Let's try to squeeze in one more call before the break. Lisa from Beacon, New York. Welcome to the World in the Window. How can we help you today?
Yes, thank you. I have rosacea, and I've been doing some reading that it could be related to a digestive problem, which concerns me. And I was wondering if there's anything I can take orally and also, in the meantime, topically to calm down the redness.
Okay, Dr. Podell?
I don't really know. I mean, ordinarily, what's given is various forms of antibiotics, and I'm not sure.
Well, there are natural products. Okay, from a natural product standpoint, one thing that is often associated with rosacea is zinc. I'm not quite sure. I know what the reason is. Here we go. Yeah, there was a double-blind study showing that supplementation with zinc seemed to improve rosacea. So you might want to look at how much zinc you're getting in your dietary your daily diet or your dietary supplement regimen, I guess would be better. And if you're not getting a decent amount of zinc, try to increase the zinc. There is people also suggest increasing the hydrochloric acid levels in your stomach and taking digestive enzymes. So that's easy enough to do to test it out, see if it helps any. We just advertised an excellent digestive enzyme supplement from Doctor's Best. It's on sale, I believe, 50% off. You can purchase hydrochloric acid, betaine hydrochloride, and give it a try. See if that helps. I might. I think make sure you're taking a good B complex vitamin along with it. Maybe something like that Country Life product we mentioned. They get a coenzymated B complex. And if there is a digestive component, you will be attacking that by taking those two products, the digestive enzyme supplement and hydrochloric acid. Okay? And see if it works.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for the call. Okay. Having said all of that, I am going to pause for a moment for a short break. The number here is 1-800-321-0710. I think one line just opened up, feel free to give us a call. Any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we're going to pause for a moment to bring you an educational minute from Dr. Duffy McKay. And this minute is brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy McKay with a nutrition update. Did you know that omega-3 fatty acids are one of the most important nutrients that support healthy aging and longevity? As the natural products industry feverishly seeks out anti-aging panaceas, many are forgetting the basics to longevity. At the foundation of every healthy human are healthy cells. Each cell is surrounded and protected by a cell membrane, which facilitates the transport of nutrients into and waste out of the cell. Cell membranes are also the site of hormone binding, cell communication, and enzyme activity. The loss of cell function is what gives rise to the many symptoms of aging. Cell membranes need a steady supply of the essential omega-3 fatty acids for optimal function. In fact, cell membranes of centenarians showed higher levels of omega-3 fatty acids, a feature scientists think could contribute to the biological mechanisms at the basis of successful aging. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy McKay.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Did you know that most probiotic brands state their potency claim at the time of manufacture? You really don't know how many active live cultures you're really getting when you take those products. Not with Nature's Way Primidophilus probiotics. All Nature's Way probiotics come with a true potency guarantee. That's right, a true potency guarantee, meaning Nature's Way probiotics are guaranteed to be the full potency the entire shelf life. When they say you'll get 15 billion active cultures in the new Primidophilus probifia, that's what you're getting. 15 billion active cultures. Also, with Primidophilus Intensive, which has 100 billion active cultures per dose, you're really getting 100 billion. Nature's Way has taken the guesswork out of probiotics with the true potency guarantee. When you take Primidophilus probiotics, you can be assured that what you're taking is really what you're getting. Finally, a probiotic with real guts and a true potency guarantee to back it up. Primadophilus probiotics with true potency guarantee, exclusively from Nature's Way. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. Welcome back to the Wilner Window. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and Sam Forbes. And before we get back to the telephones, I just want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window, the portion coming up, is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way probiotic products are available at the Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Okay, we have a whole bunch of people waiting on the phones. I'm looking at the list of the questions that they have lined up here. Maybe to move things along, I'm going to kind of tackle them all at once here. The answers are yes, no, yes, yes, no. Okay. Having taken care of
it. I disagree.
Yes. Oh, you think?
With
oh.
The third one.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then I'll tell you what. Then why don't we go into a little bit more detail with this,
okay.
Then? I thought I was just trying to help out here.
Okay.
Let's go to Barbara in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Not too often we get a call from Pennsylvania, but it's nice. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Barbara. How can we help you?
Thank you for taking the call. I'd like to know more about vanadium as a supplement used in diabetes, maybe, and whether it's really good or not, and what it does, and what the dose is, if it's good.
Well, vanadium is a trace mineral that has been utilized to help regulate blood sugar in diabetics. It's something that, if you are having trouble controlling your diabetes, your type 2 diabetes, with other supplements and other lifestyle changes, and it's not working, or you're not getting as sufficient results, you could certainly try the vanadium. I follow whatever the dosage recommendation on the container is. So far, I'm not aware of any evidence that it's going to hurt you, so it's worth giving it a try. Is it on my list at the top of the list of the various supplements for diabetes? No. Might that opinion change next month? Yeah, maybe, if more research comes out in support of it. But, you know, you have a lot of other things that have been shown to be beneficial for diabetes, as we mentioned earlier, everything from fiber to chromium to alpha-lipoic acid to the EPA, DHA, GLA-rich oils and so forth. But the vanadium is one of the things that many people recommend. So I'm not sure how much else I can really tell you. Give it a try if you feel you need it.
Yeah, I think you're right, Don. Barbie, you have to think about, are you, when someone has diabetes, it's more than just what pill do I take. It's what lifestyle changes do I need to make in order to manage diabetes. Bad diabetes seems to be one of those chronic situations where you need to manage it through diet and exercise, weight control, you know, watching your cholesterol or watching your blood pressure. You kind of have to you look into all these various aspects of your overall health to get the best, outcome. Does it include taking supplements like vanadium? It might. Vanadium acts like insulin. It sort of helps bring down blood sugar. But if you can see if you can manage to do this with diet, exercise, weight control, and the rest, you might be better off. And occasionally, if you need to bring your blood sugar down, you could add things like vanadium. There are other bitter melon, gymnemon, and so forth. So you can add, you know, you can include that along with whatever supplement regimen you're doing. And you may also want to utilize some of these dietary suggestions we said earlier about eating healthy oils. And also, by the way, Don, we never in the beginning we never talked about omega-3s. I just wonder, boy, what role would omega-3s have in the outcomes of people with diabetes if they increase their omega-3 consumption? But anyway,
I thought I did mention omega-3s.
Oh, I thought the peanut butter
and GLA. Well, no.
Oh, that's true. It's as supplements.
Maybe.
But
yeah,
I'm talking about, let's say, diet.
Overall, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If they did a good look at people's intake of omega-3s, I'd be very interested in knowing what that would show up. Anyway, Barbara, that's
okay.
It.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for the call, Barbara. I hope that was of some help. Let's move on to our next caller, Marie Jean from Stamford, Connecticut. Well, I took the train back from Boston. I was at a train show, and we just went right by Stamford. So I kind of feel a little bit of a connection with you, Marie Jean. How are you today? Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Thank you. Good afternoon, gentlemen. And it's a question for my brother-in-law. He lives in France, and he just had two stents inserted in him. And I would like to know, you know, because it's very difficult for him to have a diet, you know, special food. And I was telling him, you know, he needs to change his diet. So no fat and a lot of vegetable and fruit. And my second question is, I was telling
you... Wait, what was the first question?
Oh, the first question, what would be the proper diet, you know, with his heart problem he has had?
Okay, all right. Okay, and the second question
and
is...
The second question is, you know, because he has prostate trouble, and I told him that I thought that vitamin D3 would be very beneficial for him. And he went on the Internet or Google and told me that was the false. And I said, oh, let me go to the source and I will find out.
Well, I would be very surprised, but I don't have the Internet in front of me. But I would be surprised if D3 would be...
I do have the Internet in front of me.
Okay, good.
I have actually heard that said by some people saying that the vitamin D3 might be bad. When I'm looking through here, we see a whole bunch of studies where they're testing vitamin D3 as a treatment for prostate cancer or as a preventive for prostate cancer. And those studies are not conclusive yet, but none of these mainstream, high-quality academic-type studies that are going on are claiming that vitamin D would be bad for prostate. Now, I think there was some study out in Finland or someplace like that where... people with higher vitamin D levels had more prostate cancer. It wasn't an intervention study. It was kind of one of these cross-sectional studies where you survey people and say, are you taking vitamin D? Do you have prostate cancer? There was one study where vitamin D higher levels was associated with pancreatic cancer, but then the next study didn't show any relationship. Right now, the main consensus is that vitamin D may be helpful in reducing prostate cancer, and the rest is weak.
Yeah, let me summarize real quickly because we're going to have to take a break shortly. The overwhelming preponderance of evidence right now is that vitamin D is beneficial when it comes to preventing and or treating prostate cancer. It doesn't seem to be involved either way with an enlarged prostate as a problem. So it's hard to imagine why it would be wrong. So even though you might find one negative thing, there's so much positive that I think it'd be a big mistake to avoid taking vitamin D, especially vitamin D, because it's so many benefits. Okay, we'll talk about the heart stuff when we get back. We have to pause for this brief message. This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated
formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell, Sam Forbes. We're your Wilner Chemist Nutritional Supplement Professionals. Marie Jean, we'll get back to the rest of your question after the break. I want to tell you folks, this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way probiotic products are available at the Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. I want to remind you, a two-hour show. Please stay tuned for the next hour. Right after the news, we'll be back.